Spring-like weather is bringing some spring-like problems to our area this afternoon, as a number of rivers are under flood warnings due to ice jam flooding. Of course, warmer weather brings the threat for ice jams, and we're also melting a lot of snow, and we've had some rain in the area, and all these factors come together to increase that potential for ice jam flooding. And something I want to point out is that the flood condition near an ice jam can change rapidly. It can go from no flood water at all to very suddenly a rapid rise in water in a very short amount of time. So you need to be extra alert if you're in an area near a river that is prone to ice jam flooding and be ready to move quickly if the flood waters do come up. Now, of course, the other big story today is the thermometer. Temperatures have soared into the 70s across much of our area. Albany hit 70 degrees this afternoon, making this the third time on record during the month of February where the temperature has reached or exceeded the 70-degree mark in the Albany area. The only other two instances of this occurred last year, so we've had a couple of runs at 70 the last two winters during February, and the records in Albany, in the Albany area, go all the way back to 1874. Well, there's some big changes on the way. As you look at the weather map this afternoon, you can envision a big surge of warmth across eastern New York and western New England, and a return to winter across western New York, where temperatures are only in the 30s, and that cold front will sweep across the region tonight. With that front, there might be a couple of showers and spots. Temperatures will turn much colder as lows fall back into the 20s and 30s. And then for tomorrow, with that colder air in place, we're talking about highs in the 30s tomorrow, a little wave of energy is going to ride along that front as it stalls to our south, and that's going to bring us the potential for some snow and sleet as we go through the day tomorrow. Best chance for that will be in areas near and south of I-90. We could see a few snow showers across the North Country. Accumulations don't look particularly heavy, but you may definitely encounter some slippery spots on the roads moving ahead through the day tomorrow. Another storm on Friday brings the chance of a wintry mix. Then it's warmer on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of an evening shower, breezy and colder with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or a round of light snow, high 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of an evening shower, breezy and colder with lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and sleet with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of an evening shower, breezy and colder with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, sleet, and rain with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some early evening showers, breezy and colder, low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and sleet with highs in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with a wintry mix, highs in the 30s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy and warmer, with highs moving back up into the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.